This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, as much as I hate to start the show with a lie, we're forced to do so today. I am not Johnette Williams. I am Jack Williams, sitting in for just a moment. Take your hand off of that power button on your radio. I'm only going to be here for a moment, so you don't have to alter your entire Friday just because you've heard my voice instead of Johnette's. She will be here momentarily. It is Glory to God Friday here on Women of Grace, so she will be giving glory to God that she found a parking space here at EWTN as we've continued to grow as an organization and as we have continued to consolidate certain departments here to the main campus on Irondale. Parking becomes ever increasingly difficult. Now, we actually have plenty of parking now because we've created some new parking lots, but nobody wants to park up the hill in those new parking lots because it is a hike to get back, especially when it's 38 degrees as it was this morning in Birmingham, Alabama. My goodness, can you believe it? 38 degrees in November in Birmingham, Alabama. It was a little chilly. So Johnette will be here quickly. So if you want to call in with your glory to God story today, she's going to want to hear it. The number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If you're outside the United States and Canada, your number is 1-205-271-2985. So she's been doing this since 1987, and she stands outside the door like she's going to interrupt her own show by coming in to the booth. Yeah.
Okie dokie. Am I live?
I think so. Now you are.
I am. Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hand me that. I'll take care of it for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm passing Jack my handbag.
This.
Oh, you just meant the phone.
Yeah.
I was going to have you put my keys away. Yeah. I am so sorry. I had a little snafu before I left the house, and as a result of that, here I am a few minutes late, but how wonderful, Jack, that
it's
you are
Glory
right
to
here.
God Friday.
It is.
Everybody knows that, and I told them that you would be giving glory to God because you found a parking space.
I found a parking space, and I also have a husband who's right here, can help his wife out when she needs a helping hand. So I get.
And I also told them that I hated to start the show with a lie because this is not Johnette Williams, as they said in the open. But you know what? You have to do what you have to do sometimes.
Well, you know, I don't think that anybody could hear your voice and think you're me.
Well, I didn't get to any of the calendar items.
You didn't?
I didn't tell them about
okay.
Young Women of Grace.
Right.
I didn't tell them about the Benedicta Institute Immersive. I didn't tell them about any of that. I left that for you.
Well, thank you. Are you going to stay for the show?
So now I'm going to my 10 o'clock meeting, if that's all right with you.
Oh, dear me. Well, I didn't mean to hold you back from
that's
that.
That's okay.
Thank you, honey. I really appreciate it.
All right.
It. Thank you.
Have a great Friday, everyone.
Well, I'll tell you what. Thank you, everybody, for being patient with me, too. My goodness sakes. Well, you know, if only we were saints already, but then again, if we were saints already, we still wouldn't be walking the earth. We would have been taken up into eternal life already. So here we are, and I'm so excited to tell you about everything that's going on at Women of Grace. Just, you know, a bunch of stuff that's happening. Just thrilled to death that God is doing what he's doing in the life of so many through the humble efforts that we offer through Women of Grace. But we do have a lovely event that's coming up for our young women on December the 6th in the evening, and it is going to be a free online Advent event for them. I've been telling you about it for a little while here, but I can honestly share with you that the last one that we had, which was actually our first one, we had it right before Halloween. The girls loved it, high marks the whole way around, and we were absolutely delighted to see these beautiful young women that wanted to spend time learning about their faith and learning with truth from, you know, the falsehoods that are being offered today, as well as to learn what the light is so that they can not be swayed by the darkness. We're going to do a whole lot of work for them as well in this fun time time that's going to happen on December the 6th. It begins at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time and runs until 9 p.m. Eastern time. So you can set your calendar, mark those times down. It's going to be, as I said, a very fun online evening for teen girls. The theme is Say Yes, Lord, Prepare for Advent with Our Blessed Mother. I'm so excited for them to find, you know, some of the interesting facts about Our Blessed Lady, some of the interesting teachings of the church about her, to understand a little bit more about the culture of her day and time. And I don't think I'm slated to make a presentation. The presentation is with Mary Dillenback. But if I get an opportunity, I have some very good things I want to share with the young women that I think will really excite them and open up not only their imagination to help them to understand Our Blessed Lady, the gift of the Incarnation, the role of St. Joseph, but really and truly to open up their hearts to enter more deeply into the mystery and wonder of what Christmas is truly all about, the coming of the Savior of the world to redeem mankind, and the great gift that that means for each one of us individually. So I'm inviting you to check it out. If you're a mom, a grandmom, if you're an aunt, if you're a teacher, you know, I really want to encourage you to encourage your young person to join us. Moms, of course, you're welcome to be there with your daughters. So are you, grandmas. You can be there with your granddaughters and aunties. You can be there with your nieces and teachers. You can be there with your students. We want for you all to enjoy this beautiful, beautiful evening. And every once in a while, you know, we'll get an adult woman who just wants to dip in and see what's going on. We don't mind that. And let me just share this with you. We are looking for women, actively looking for women to be facilitators for our Young Women of Grace foundational study. This study is absolutely fantastic. It's going on in Catholic schools here in the Diocese of Birmingham. It's going on in very many parishes throughout the country. It's happening within small groups of girls that come together because a mom says, hey, I want to lead you and your friends through this, and she brings them together. It can be done as an after-school or before-school event, all kinds of flexibility with how this wants to be offered. But when we're living in a day and time when the reality of who woman is under such attack, and our daughters are so confused by what messages are being given to them through social media, through the culture, we want to help them to understand the great gift that they are, the great reality of their authentic femininity, how special they are, and why they are a masterpiece of God's creation. And all of these efforts that we put forward in this way are geared to helping women, young women, understand this. So we're looking for facilitators who would like to help us in this endeavor. We do have, a director of Mission Growth and Expansion. She also helps in these efforts, obviously, with ladies who are looking to take on this beautiful, beautiful outreach to young women. We will help you. We will give you all of the advice and counsel that you need. We'll also train you. It's just a beautiful, beautiful opportunity. So all of that being said, I want you to come. Join us for this Young Women of Grace Advent online event. Say Yes, Lord, Prepare for Advent with Our Blessed Mother, a free event available December the 6th, 7:30 p.m. To 9 p.m. Eastern time. As I say, I can't rave about it highly enough because it was just so lovely the last time and will be again this time. So we want you to check that out. Also, too, very
join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm so happy to be with you today. My golly, I love being with you Monday through Friday at this same time on this same station, discussing issues of importance to your life and your faith. It is a Glory to God day. It's Friday. This is the day that we like you to call in and share with us the blessings that you have received in this past week. We also, we'll take a blessing that you've received beyond that time too, right? But we're always wanting to focus on how it is that God is showing up in our life, right? How is it that he is manifesting himself to us? How is it that he's revealing himself to us? How is it that he wants for us to see, right, the marvelous deeds that he's working in our life? And when we see that, we want to give glory and praise to God for it. So, you know, this day is twofold. It's one to remind us every day to be looking for the blessings of the Lord, and then to give praise and acclamation to the Lord for all of the wonders that he has done and is doing in our lives. So I do invite you to give us a call. Toll-free number for you right here in North America. It is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here, where we love to have this holy conversation with you. Always asking you to call in. Your calls are very important to us. Do want to let you know that we're available for you outside of North America. Dial 1 and then 205-271-2985. That is country code 1-205-271-2985. That's going to bring you right in here. Matthew Gubensky is going to take your call. We're going to get it up on the air. So we certainly do want to hear from you. Another way that you can join us is out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. Get out there and use that chat feature. Put in your question or comment. Tell us who you are and where you are. We love having that information. And we'll get it retrieved. And I'm not really quite sure who is doing the retrieving today. It's been Pedro all week. So it is Pedro. I'm getting two thumbs up from Rich Jesse. So very happy to have Pedro sitting in there doing this work for us. We're very appreciative. So he'll get your question up on the board and I will be able to address it. You can also text us. Text EWTN Radio. EWTN Radio. You punch in the letters EWTN. 58177 is then what you put in. And then you will have an opportunity to put in your question or your comment. Tell us who you are, where you are, how you're listening to us. Know that message and data rates may apply. There's a little pause, you know, right after you punch in the 58177. So, just give it a little minute there. You're going to find out that you're connected and everything is good to go. We're very, very eager to hear from you whichever way you'd like. Just want to finish up what I was saying to you prior to the break there. Our Young Women of Grace online event is going to be an Advent event. Say yes, Lord. Prepare for Advent with our Blessed Mother. As I mentioned to you, it's free of charge. That's December the 6th between 7:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. I want to tell you about our Benedictine Institute for Women Winter Week-Long Immersive. It's going to be in Florida and it's going to be in February. So that's a good time to dip on over there to the Sunshine State and have it be at least a little bit warmer. My guess is very much warmer than where you might be coming from, especially if you're up in the Northeast or the Northwest or even in the heart of the country. It's going to be much warmer there. It's a beautiful theme, the Read of God, Our Lady in Scripture and Devotion, which is in the theme of Mariology and the Feminine Genius. It's one of the core themes for our certification program where women can obtain a certification in Catholic women's leadership. We're very excited about this program, very happy to be back at Our Lady of Florida Spiritual Center there in North Palm Beach, located right on the Atlantic Ocean. It's just gorgeous. I'll tell you, the sunrises in the morning, spectacular. You'll have an opportunity to see all of that, stroll along the coastline there, just exquisite location. But I'll tell you what, nothing is going to be more exquisite than what you're going to learn about Our Lady. You just can't top eternal realities, right? And that's going to be a beautiful time. So I want you to check that out. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us here. Phone lines are lit up already. Whoopee, whoopee, whoopee. I'm all excited. We're going to go to Bill. Bill is in Buffalo, New York. He is listening to us via Station of the Cross. Very happy to have Bill with us. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, Jeanette, I'm doing well. It's good to hear your voice and also your husband's voice this morning.
Yeah, thank you. That was a little surprise for all of you. It was really a cover-up for me because I was late, but it was a surprise for all of you.
Well, I have two little prayer requests here. One is more serious than the other. I'll start with the less serious one. My friend and classmate from high school, John, so he has a similar name like yours, it's his birthday today.
Okay.
So he's 61 years old today. He was born on this day, November 22nd, 1963, which tragedy had happened that day with President Kennedy.
Yes.
But it's his birthday. So, and I'm grateful because my birthday was just a little bit earlier this month, and we always like send texts and say, hey, happy birthday. So I'm thankful for that. The second one, this is the more serious one, and I'm kind of asking, and I'm thankful for the women of grace who are prayer warriors out there. My friend Brady, I saw a post from his wife, Christine, on her Facebook, just one little paragraph here. She said, Brady has been diagnosed with testicular cancer. While this cancer is the most common among men his age, and there is a high percentage of success in surgical treatments of it, Brady and I, meaning Christine, are united in mind and heart that this is a huge opportunity for us to ask God to show his glory to us by miraculous healing prior to treatment. So that's what I would like everyone, the women of grace, and you to pray for, a miraculous healing for Brady prior to treatment that he would receive. And if you wanted to actually see that post, I made a little link to it myself on my own Gab page. If you could just remember the words, blink, please pray, blink, please pray. If you write that all out and you put a dot after the B and a slash after the K, it'll take you right to the post and you can see that for yourself. But I would just ask you to please pray for Brady, for God's great work in his life and to heal him.
Yes, absolutely, Bill. Thank you so much for giving us the privilege of praying and celebrating John's birthday and also putting up that prayer request to the Lord for your friend Brady. You know, when we experience these kinds of moments in our lives, it is right and proper that we turn to the Lord. And I'm thinking that his lovely wife obviously is doing that, and they are doing it together as a couple. And I just think that heaven shines down in a very special way when husbands and wives unite together in prayer before the Lord. It's a real celebration of their matrimony, and I think it's a great release of sacramental graces from their matrimony, but also from reception of the Eucharist and all of the grace that comes by way of prayer. So I'm delighted to pray, and I just want to give glory and praise to God for you, Bill, for being such a good friend, for bringing these petitions before the Lord today, for your friends. That shows what a good friend you are. You want the ultimate best for them, which obviously is relationship with God in this life and eternal life with him in heaven. So let's just come together and pray. And thank you also for recognizing the power of our intercessors that are out there. We've got such a tremendous group of people that listen to us every single day, and we have experienced the efficacy of their prayers. So I have no doubt that their prayers will be efficacious as well. Jesus says as much: when two or three are gathered in his name, he is there in their midst. So Jesus is right with us. And so it is, Father God, that we come before you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and in his holy presence here among us. We are the mystical body of Christ, Lord God. And so when you look at us as individuals, you see your Son. You see all of us united in his name. You find him with us, and you find him in us. And so it is under the certitude of that, underneath the recognition of that, and underneath the power of that, that we give you glory and praise for the life of John, 61 years this day. Father God, I ask that every day of his life be blessed, that he experience from you every spiritual blessing in the heavens, that he's able to cooperate with all of the grace that you pour down upon him. I ask, Lord, that whatever his deepest need is today, and oftentimes, Father God, we know that our deepest need has nothing to do with what we think our need is. I'm asking that you, who sees beyond our seeing, who sees from the vantage point of infinity, who sees from the vantage point of being our creator, who knows everything it is about us, I'm asking, Father God, that on this John's birthday, you would meet his deepest need. I'm praying, Father God, that if there is any aspect of his being that needs to be released, that needs to be liberated, if there is any entrapment to sin in his life, if there's any entrapment to a wound of the heart, Lord God, in his life, I'm asking that he would be set free. Father God, I'm asking that that freedom that comes by way of the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ would be known by him in a new way on this day, and that the full measure of that redemptive grace would be experienced anew by him on this day. Father, I pray that you grant your son many more years of life on this earth until he comes to the point where everything that you desire to do in him has been accomplished. And everything that he desires to accomplish through you is brought to completion. Father, we thank you for John's life, and we praise you for the fact that he has had the opportunity to influence the lives of so many others, including his friend Bill. Father, now we turn to you with this special need of Brady, and we're so very well aware, Lord God, of the fact that there is no disease that is greater than you. No cancer has power over you. No kind of disability has power over you. There's no kind of reversal in life that has power over you. There's no wound of the heart that has power over you, Lord God. You are almighty. You are the omnipotent one. And so it is, Father God, that we know you have the power and you have the might to arrest this cancer right now and to obliterate it, to have every single cancer cell be pulverized through the light of the Holy Spirit and the radiant pleasure of your holy will. Father God, we know that cancer nor anything that is contrary to life can stand up underneath your power and might. And so we're asking, if it be your holy will, if in fact this total and complete healing from cancer for Brady would be the way in which he could enter into a more robust relationship with you, we ask, Father, that it would be done. If this is the way, Father God, that you want to show your glory, manifesting it in the life of each one of us through a healing for Brady, we ask that it would be done. We ask, Father God, that if this healing comes about completely and totally in union with your will, that it would be something that would be proclaimed from the rooftops, all of the life that you have given to Brady and that you will continue to sustain. Father God, if, however, you want medical science to be the instrument that you use to bring about this healing, we ask that it would be done. And Father, we would ask that if you know through your omniscient gaze that there would be much accomplished in your kingdom and many souls saved through redemptive suffering, then we would ask that Brady and his beautiful wife would with thanksgiving embrace this cross. Father, we know that in each of our lives, by way of our baptism, we have opportunity to experience the power and the glory that comes through the passion, death, and resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And when I say to experience it, I mean to bear a portion of that cross in our own bodies. Father, we know that everything good comes by way of the cross. Salvation comes by way of the cross. And when we, through that beautiful gift of free will, embrace crosses that come, even as we await the healing that is surely to be ours, Father, we know that souls are released from purgatory. We know that souls are released from the bondage of sin. We know that marriages are healed. We know that children are conceived. We know that glory comes upon the face of the earth. I sure don't know what's best for Brady, Lord, but you do. And I'm asking that that would be affected in his life. Father, we do ask for a complete, total, and miraculous healing. But we also bow in humble submission to the fact that you know best, and we're looking only for the best. And so it is that we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, as we began this prayer, by the power of the Holy Spirit, with the maternal beatitude of our Blessed Lady, and through the cross that brings us our salvation, brings us our healing, brings us our hope. Amen. Thank you, Bill.
Well, Brady would like to be a deacon, too, so we'd like to have him around for a long time to help do that.
Oh, absolutely. No question about that. And I praise and thank God that he's open to a vocation. As they know through medical science, this is a cancer that has a very, very high success rate. And I'm thinking of a young man who my daughter went to high school with, who upon graduation from high school, I think that he might have been in his first year at university, discovered that he had testicular cancer, and he has done well all of these many years later. I won't tell you how many because then I'll reveal my age. But that being said, many, many years later. So I just feel a really positive outcome for Brady, and I thank and praise God for your friendship to him, Bill.
Thank you, Jenna. Thank you for all the women of grace. We really appreciate that, and I'm sure Brady and Christine do, too. So God bless you all. Thank you.
I'm quite happy about it. We've got a lot of men that listen to us, too, Bill, like yourself, and they're good prayers, too, so we're thankful for it. Let's get to Annie. Annie is a first-time caller for us. She is there in Connecticut, and we're delighted to have Annie with us today. Hey, Annie, how are you?
Can you hear me all right? Can you hear me all right?
I hear you just fine. You're out there on YouTube. Can you see me waving to you?
Yes. It's a pleasure to speak to you. I love your show. It's really wonderful.
Thank you.
I just had a question about the internet, and I am one who likes to look at things to try and deepen my faith. You know, I've looked at videos by Bishop Barron and Mike Schmidt, the priest, and I also feel like there are a lot of videos right now that are leading Christians astray, and there's so much distraction online. And I guess my question is, how can we use the internet in a beneficial way to deepen our faith and not be distracted by Satan's schemes to drag us down further in false teachings and whatnot? Does that question make sense?
It makes abundant sense, and I really like your question. And you hear that music, we're going to a break, so you hold on. We're going to answer Annie's question on the other side of the break. How can we use the internet to our spiritual advantage? An excellent question. More to come on the other side of the break. Do join us, 833-288-3986. Let's give glory to God today. Amen.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open, 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, friends. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnnet Williams. Very happy to be with you on this Friday. You know that we dedicate Fridays to giving glory to God, right? We want to look back over the past week that we've had, and we want to see the ways in which we've been blessed by God, and we want to give acclamation to that. And so we open our phone lines to you on Fridays. Well, we open them up every day, Monday through Friday. But on this day, we're always eager to hear how God has blessed you through the week. Do give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is a toll-free number for you right here in North America. We're also available for you outside of North America. Simply dial 1 and then these numbers, 205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel is available for you. And that's how Annie is with us today. And, we love to hear from you that way. There is a chat feature there where you can put in your question or comment. We'll get it retrieved. We've got Pedro Quiles, who is doing the retrieving today, Matthew Gubensky on the phones. Both gentlemen will get the information up on the board for me so that I am able to address it. But Annie chose to call in, and it always interests me that people on YouTube like to call in too, and we're always happy for it. Annie asked us a really good question prior to going to the break. She wanted to know, how can we use the internet to grow in our faith? How can we use the internet to advantage for our spiritual life? And, you know, Annie, it is true. You shared with us that, of course, there's so much that's evil out there, so much that is anti-God, so much that can lead us away from the faith. And we have to be discerning. you know, we have to be discerning in the information that we consume. So obviously, we want to avoid sites that we know just in and of themselves, or podcasts, or various kinds of other offerings that are there for us on YouTube. We want to avoid those that we know can lead us into perdition. And even, you know, among all of that, which we see as being potentially spiritually good, we also want to be very careful. We want to make certain that what we're consuming is in line with sacred scripture. We want to be certain that what we're looking at is a site that's going to lead us more deeply into our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, for those of us that are Catholic, we certainly want to make sure that it is presenting to us the truths of our faith. And I am so happy to say that there is so much available on YouTube that is very good, that is very wholesome, that can be used to our spiritual advantage. So we've got to look for that. You know, I remember what John Paul II said, Annie, you know, and also, too, you know, the documents from the Second Vatican Council mentioned to us that we are to use all forms of media and technology, all forms of communication. So when the Second Vatican Council closed, you know, on December the 8th in 1965, we had primarily television and radio and print media. That was about it. We did not have what we have today in terms of the internet and all of these other means by which we can communicate through the internet. So, you know, that we were rather limited. But John Paul II wrote also during his pontificate, when all of this was blossoming and had in some ways already blossomed, that we're not to be afraid of technology. We do have to be, as I said, good consumers of it, but we're not to be afraid of it. We are, however, called to use it for God's honor and glory. And so we're called to use it to our best spiritual advantage and the best spiritual advantage of others. So I think that that's what we have to do. You know, let me just say that the rudder, whatever is the rudder that guides our life, is going to guide and direct us to what we consume on the internet and in other forms of receiving information. So who is the rudder of our life? Is it my self-will? Is it the evil one? Is it the culture of the day? Or is it the Holy Spirit, right? So if the Holy Spirit is our rudder, we're generally going to be guided in a good direction. And we want to make certain that we're cooperating in going in that direction. But if we're being, you know, moved by the culture of the day, if that's where our interest is, if we're being moved by things that, you know, can bring us to perdition, then we're going to find that out there too. So I think it's really, you know, our decision. It's an act of the free will, how it is that we move within the context of social media. What do you think of that?
I think that is an excellent answer, especially the part about fear. I have been trepidatious about some content, and I think that spirit of fear absolutely is not what God intends for us, and Christ is our guide and our light, and I appreciate that answer deeply.
Oh, I'm so glad, Annie. And don't be afraid of it, you know, but use it wisely. And, you know, the evil one, fear is one of his great, 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 you know, strategies against us. And the kind of fear that he gives us is not the fear that guides us away from things that are going to be harmful. The kind of fear that he plants in us is false evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R. Someone told me that once, and I've repeated it hundreds and hundreds of times. We don't want to become victim to that. And if you've identified that as a potential stronghold on your spirit, then you want to work in the opposite direction. The opposite direction of fear is trust. Jesus says, fear is useless. What is needed is trust. And my little acronym for trust is true resolve under severe testing. True resolve under severe testing. Mm. We choose to trust. Trust is not so much an emotion that we feel. You know, what trust is an act of the will. I choose to trust you, Lord. There's a passage, too, on that, Annie, that I'll just share with you very quickly. I don't know if it I want to say it's somewhere in Paul's letter to the Corinthians. And he says, in fear and trepidation, I came among you. I love that. It released me from a fear in my heart the first time I really understood that. In fear and trepidation, I came among you. Why do I like it? Paul was fearful. He felt trepidation, but it didn't stop him from moving forward. He trusted that God would provide his lack, and off he went. So, you know, that's how we have to be, you know. So I offer that to you perhaps as just a little spiritual remedy.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome so very much. Thank you for calling today, Annie. God bless you now. Bye-bye. Let's go to Lori. Lori is in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, listening to us via Oklahoma Catholic Broadcasting. Hello to you, Kathy, out there. Hey, Lori, how are you?
Oh, hi. I'm better. Thank you, Jeanette.
Good.
I called you yesterday.
I remember.
And my doggie had died.
Yes. Yes. Well,
and I had trouble with my daughter. And after calling you, I felt such peace. You're so wonderful. I love listening to you and looking and watching you on the network too. But something amazing happened yesterday afternoon. My daughter called me after 7 months. My daughter called me to console me about my doggie, and she had lost her service dog back in April. And I didn't want to get off the phone with her. I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is the best gift you could give me in the world, calling me. And we talked, and I tried to be a good listener. It's so hard to be a good listener. But
I know.
But it was so amazing. I was like, I talked to her almost an hour on the phone.
Oh, Lori, my heart is so full. And isn't this something, you know, you lost your puppy, and that's a terrible thing. Jack and I buried a dog earlier this year and buried a dog last year. Now we're down to one, our little Maggie Mae. It's hard. We grieve our pets when they die. There's no question about it. They've become a friend, you know? So I understand that pain. But look at the good that God worked. Look at the good. He took the death of your little puppy, and what happened? He used it to, affect a beautiful moment in your life. He used it to stir up sympathy and consolation in the heart of your daughter who reached out, and he gave you the grace to listen. And I got to tell you, Lori, I know sometimes that is so hard. I have two adult daughters, and we as moms, what do we want to do? We want to fix everything. We just want to fix it. We want to make it right. You know, they have an issue. They have a problem. We want to solve it. You know, I've learned this, and I'm still learning it. Keep your mouth shut and just listen. That's what I tell myself. Keep your mouth shut, Jeanette, and just listen. Let them express, right? In many cases, they already know the answer. They're just looking for that ear, the maternal ear. Our Lady is so good. She teaches us how to do that. It's the maternal ear. And sometimes I'm just asking, be listening through me, Mother, so that you can guide me, in this moment. But, and the other thing too, and this is just, I think that this has worked well for me. Instead of just, in my case, trying to solve the problem for them. I don't know that you try to do that, Lori, but that's what I try to do. Or I try to.
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Because you're a mom, right? I've learned to ask questions. Well, honey, what do you think about this? How is this sitting with you right now? What
open
emotions rising up, right? And that keeps them talking. But what it also does is gives you insight and wisdom. And sometimes, we can offer advice. And I'll say, I faced something similar once, and this is what I did. I'm not suggesting that you should do that. You know what's best for you, but this is what helped me in that moment. But it also, helps us to know how to pray for them when we're asking those questions. We get, more information that we can take into our time of prayer and direct our prayer in a given direction for them. And oftentimes, with adult children, that's really the primary stance that we have to take, is that prayerful intercessory position. I had tears in my eyes when you were telling me. I looked at Rich, and he was touching his heart. And I mean, we remember the call quite well, and it came.
I was pretty broken up yesterday. Yeah, I was pretty messed.
I know, sweetie. Well, I couldn't be more delighted for you. So we give glory and honor and praise to the Lord that he works all things to the good, that even in a sorrowful moment, he brings blessing out of it, which he did for you. We are grateful for the, may I say, the maternal heart of your daughter that reached out to her mother to bring her consolation yesterday. And also, too, for maybe a beginning of a new path in this relationship. An hour is not a short period of time. Praise God for that hour, Lori. God bless you, sweetheart.
Amen.
Thank you for calling back and sharing this good news with us. It just makes me so happy.
Thank you so much, and have a blessed Thanksgiving.
You too.
I'm so thankful for you and your program and your ministry.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I'm grateful for it, too. I'll tell you what, God blesses the one that sits behind the microphone sometimes even more by way of all of you than the one behind the microphone blesses you. You've blessed me abundantly today, Lori. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, sweetie. Let's go to Jim. Jim is a first-time caller in Houston, Texas, listening to us via Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And my blessing this week was actually listening to your show yesterday, The Spiritual Maternity of Mary, because it brought to memory my own mom, who she had a very deep love of the Blessed Mother.
Aww.
And she was a great witness as we were growing up. Just quick examples. When I was born, I was cesarean delivery, and so she had 3 days to choose. And she just said, I want him born on December 8th. And so that was just kind of one little example of how much the Blessed Mother was important to her. Well, fast forward to when we realized that she had contracted terminal cancer. Have to forgive me. I kind of
it's okay,
get a little choked
Jim.
Up. But
sure,
she,
okay.
About 3 days before she passed, she was at home in hospice. And my mom's room was just like so many pictures and so many little statues of our of Christ and of the Holy Family. Well, she asked me, she said, could you get a picture of Our Lady over where in the corner? It was kind of way tucked away in the corner. Couldn't really see it. And I said, sure. And I got it. And it was Our Lady of Sorrows. And she said, please put it there so where I could see it from her bed, because she was bedridden by that time. I didn't really think too much of it. But I said, okay, sure, fine. And then 3 days later, she slips into a coma. And I'm there in the early morning, and I'm saying, I think I need to pray a rosary by her bedside. She was in a coma, but I felt like, well, if I say it out loud, perhaps she can hear me praying the rosary. And I almost get to the end. I get to the fifth mystery, and I can't explain it. I was overwhelmed. It was almost like a spiritual earthquake. And I just said, what is going on here? And so I said, I really wanted to get through this rosary. But I said, I got to stop for a second because something's happening. And so I, kind of gather myself together. I'm kind of overwhelmed. I don't know what was going on. And a couple of minutes, I said, okay, I think I'm going to finish this rosary, which I did. And probably no more than 20 seconds after I finished, she takes her last breath.
Oh.
And I'm just thinking to myself, there had to be a presence there in that room. And that's why I felt like I was just so overwhelmed. And I haven't really told this to anybody other than my wife. And now I'm telling you because I think you could probably appreciate it. And I said, I just felt like there was a presence. And then that, the cemetery at the graveyard services, our dear priest of ours, who also came and gave my mom the last rite or the anointing, he told me, he said, after we were leaving the gravesite, he says, you realize your mom passed away on the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows.
Oh, September 15th.
And I said, I did not realize that. And I'm thinking to myself, the 3 days before, my mom wanted this picture of Our Lady of Sorrows so she could, you know, gaze upon her, you know, in her last couple of days. And so I just felt like when you talked about this, it brought back this memory. And, you know, what a blessing to have our Lady, our Blessed Mother, to intercede with us and point our way, point us to Christ. But I also had my mother who introduced me to the Blessed Mother. And I really had to share that with you. You know, it'll stay with me, that memory, until the day I pass.
Oh, Jim. This is a remarkable story. Just an absolutely remarkable story. What a beautiful, beautiful gift you received then. But, you know, every time our minds are brought back to that moment, you know, these blessings that we receive are held in the eternal moment. And your recounting of it right now is blessing you again. But not just you, it's blessing me. And it's blessing all of our listeners. You know, I just have such an anointing at this moment. There is a profound grace that I think is associated with the death of your mother. You were feeling that grace. You were so wise in stopping, you know, the prayer of the rosary and just sitting there, because the rosary in and of itself was an efficacious instrument at that point that became, if you will, a portal of grace so that this grace could be experienced. And I have no doubt that our Blessed Lady comes and ushers a soul into heaven. I have no doubt of that. And when that soul has been so closely united to her maternal beatitude through life, as your mother's soul was, then that grace is a profound felt reality, and you felt that, and there's no happenstance with God, you know our mother, she's just so lovely. She arranges things beautifully, you know, and we have evidence of that in sacred scripture as well as throughout the history of the church when she's appeared, you know, in sacred scripture. Don't we see Our Lady arranging things for the couple at the wedding feast, right? She arranges things. She notices and knows what needs to happen, and she goes to her son, and it's brought to bear through her. We see that beautiful instance, one of my favorite moments. I might have mentioned this yesterday. Juan Diego, when he gathers those Castilian roses that she told him to go gather, which never should have been growing on Tepeyac's Hill in December, plus it's not native at all to Mexico. It was a sure sign of the miracle. He brings them, and we can only imagine, you know, that the the way in which he picked them and threw them into his apron, into his toma. And what does she do? She arranges them. She arranges them ever so neatly. Our mother arranged with her son that your mother, who had this tremendous devotion to her, should pass on her feast day, and not only her feast day, but on the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, an image that was so meaningful to your mother. It's just a beautiful, beautiful story. And I'm so happy that God so blessed you that He allowed you to be caught up into that grace, because that's what it was. You were caught up into that grace. Just a beautiful thing. Thank you for blessing us today with this story. Thank you for sharing it. And I'm grateful to God that yesterday we talked about our mother and it brought into your mind this hallowed moment in the life of your own mother and in your life too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So grateful.
Thank you for everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Jim. You know, we're all in this thing together. We are the mystical body of Christ, as we talked about yesterday. Thank you, Jim. God bless you now.
God bless all of you.
Oh, and listen, an early happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And there's your
appreciate
bell
it.
For you. There's your bell for your first time call. God bless you, Jim.
Yeah.
Bye-bye now.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. I think that we're down to, we're getting close, aren't we? We're getting really close. So Antonio Carrillo from Dallas, Texas is on YouTube. He said, I wanted to share and thank Mother Mary for helping my girlfriend and I in getting a car and listening to our prayers and ask for a prayer to get a job. We are going through financial crisis. And I'm just asking you, Blessed Mother, you are so with us in this moment and you do arrange things. I'm asking you to arrange this for Antonio and his girlfriend. I'm asking that you arrange employment for them. Thank you, Mother. Antonio, I think it's a coming. Just have that faith that you need. And Anne, so sorry I couldn't get to you today. Please pray for us adopting a baby being born in a couple of weeks. Well, congratulations to you and God. We ask that everything goes smoothly with this adoption, that this child is born healthy and well. I know, God, that this baby is a blessing. And I ask that that Anne and her husband are a blessing to this baby, this beautiful family, this holy little family that you're calling together. Oh, glory and praise to you, Lord, for the life of this child and for its life coming into the life of Anne. God bless all of you. Bye-bye now. And her husband, too. Bye.